This is Diana Cordy with Book Talk. My guest is Norwegian novelist Anna Holt, author of 1222, a crime thriller newly published in the U.S. Welcome to our program.
Thank you very much. Pleased to be here.
So for listeners who may be a little vague, where's Norway?
Norway is a small country on the northern edge of Europe. Not very many Americans know where it is. Actually, I have gotten the question, isn't that the capital of Sweden? It's not. It's a country.
What does your book title refer to?
1222 is the altitude of a very remote little town. It's not even a town. It's more like a tiny, tiny village in Norway. It's one of the only places in Norway, maybe the only place, which cannot be reached by anything else than train. There are no roads there, so you have to take the train. And when I wanted to write a more classical, old-fashioned crime story, I was looking around Norway to try to find a place where people actually could be isolated by a storm. And this Finse is the name of this place, which also is 1222 above sea level, is actually the only place in Norway where this could actually happen. And it has happened, fortunately.
Oh, it has happened.
Yeah, it has happened. I have myself been isolated there for a couple of days because of the train being unable to go through the storms.
And the 1222 is meters, so that's about 4,000 feet
yeah.
or so.
It's lower than here, actually.
Yeah.
1222 for you guys is nothing.
Yeah.
You are approximately 1,600 meters
yeah.
above sea level. But as you can see on the cover, the listeners can't
mm-hmm.
see, but I can explain that here you can see a kind of a castle and you have tall pine trees
right.
around. I can tell you that in Norway,
yeah.
you have no trees on this level. It's 800 meters and above, you don't have trees. So it's quite remote. And it's quite rugged, and it's a perfect place for a novel like this to take place.
Hotel Finse is a real hotel.
Oh, yes,
as
it is.
As you say. How many people are in the hotel when murder occurs?
Well, the whole story starts with a train jumping off the tracks, and this blizzard is on its way, and they are transporting, I think, around 300 people to the hotel. But to make the novel a little bit easier to cope with, I put some of them in some other houses. So there are approximately 190 people in this novel. Of course, we don't get to know them all.
No, we get to know about, seem like 15 or so?
Yeah, 15-20 people
15,
you get
20.
To know fairly well.
Yeah. Just as the book opens, what's just happened? You're saying the train went off the track, but you also refer to it as a hurricane blizzard?
Yes, because it is a huge storm coming in over Norway. Of course, we also have storms. We have storms in the mountains, but because of the way we have been used to storms for so many centuries,
mm-hmm.
we do not get the same casualties and the same damages as you guys do when you have these hurricanes and,
mm-hmm.
and stuff that you have. But of course, what we usually do when these winter storms come, we just go inside and we stay there until it's over. And at a place like Finse, what actually happens I have been there, is that the houses are really, literally, they are covered with snow, so you have to dig yourself out. And it goes without saying that to get there by train then can be somewhat difficult. So then you just have to sit there and wait it out. But we have been used to that for centuries, so we know how to wait it out.
Your main character, Hanna Wilhelmsen,
mm-hmm.
she kind of shares your opinion about this, doesn't she?
Yeah, she shares some of my opinions. Fortunately,
yeah.
I don't think I'm as unreasonable as she is. She's quite a
yeah.
quite a figure. You have to remember that this is the eighth installment, actually,
mm-hmm.
in a series that are
features her.
Yeah. So we have in the seven earlier books, we have been witnessing why Hanna now is in this state of mood. And
why she's in a wheelchair.
Yeah, why she's in a wheelchair, why she is getting more and more hostile to her environment. But what I feel is great by my American publishers to publish this book as the first Hanna Wilhelmsen book, they are planning to
right.
publish all the rest also, is that you, in one way, You get to get right into Hanne Wilhelmsen. This is the core of Hanne Wilhelmsen, and it's also a way for me to try to write a very old-fashioned but modern crime mm-hmm. novel. Because I, as everybody else who writes crime fiction these days, we have to relate to the fact that so much of investigation is technical. Because as the technical devices and science when it comes to investigation gets more and more complicated and more advanced, the good old-fashioned detective that really just uses his or her brain, there's no room for them anymore. So what I wanted to do was to, in a way, pay some homage to the old-fashioned way of writing crime fiction, but at the same time write it as a modern book of today.
Right. Mm-hmm. So to make it old-fashioned,
I had to rip her for old gadgets. I had to just make her unable to contact anyone. I have to leave her alone. No telephones, no DNA tests, no fingerprints, nothing.
Right.
She just have to be an old-fashioned detective, once Agatha Christie described.
And because of the storm, the murderer has to be someone staying in the hotel.
Yeah, that's the scary part.
So your character, Hannah, she doesn't have an official capacity there.
No, she retired 2 books ago. She retired
mm-hmm.
because she was shot during an arrest. She's now in a wheelchair. And so she's there and she's very reluctant to go into this investigation. All in the beginning, she says, let's wait the storm out. They will be here. The police will arrive.
And they'll deal with it.
They will deal with it. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to deal with any of you. I just want to sit here, wait the storm out, and get the hell out of here. But then when murder 2 happens, she can't say no anymore. And she has this little team of detectives around her. And it's also a book that is written with... I had fun when I wrote it. Mm-hmm. I really enjoyed writing it. It's not always that I enjoy writing, but I did when I wrote this.
With this one. Speaking of, as you just described they call it the locked room mystery, mm-hmm. where the murderer has to be there and everybody has to know who this mm-hmm. murderer is. So I'm thinking about American novelists, and you mentioned Agatha Christie, who's mm-hmm. of course British, but... What do you think are the biggest differences between Scandinavian crime writing like yours and American crime writing?
Well, that is a question that I get asked everywhere when I meet journalists, because mm-hmm. of the fact that Scandinavian crime now is doing such success all over the world.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it's not actually Scandinavian, it's Norwegian and Swedish. I don't know. I don't have the answer. But I think that, first of all, I have to emphasize that I feel that in America today, a lot of really, really excellent crime fiction is written. I love a lot of American crime fiction writers. They write under different circumstances. As I just said, we are both Norway and Sweden, but in particular in Norway, we are very, very rich countries. In very many ways, we can say that a lot of those factors that we, in a very simple way, can use to explain crime, like poverty, inequality, discrimination, all these factors that all obviously has some weight when it comes to explain why people actually commit crimes. Well, those factors are not there. They're not. We don't have poverty in the way that you, for instance, have here in America. We have a heavy taxation that makes it possible for people to live on welfare. We have free schools. We have free health care. Mm-hmm. We have all this. But at the same time, we also have crime. And what we have seen in Scandinavian or Norwegian and Swedish crime fiction for the last 20 years is that we have transformed crime fiction from the traditional whodunit story till stories where the main question is, why did this happen?
Yeah.
And my theory is that crime does not have as much to do with greed and money and wanting things as it has to do with emotions. And emotions are the same everywhere. If you're poor, if you're rich, you can have the same mm-hmm. emotions.
If you're Norwegian, if you're American.
Or if you're South African,
right,
or if you're
right.
Indian. The emotions are the same. And what Norwegian and Swedish crime writers have been doing for the last 10 or 20 years is that we have explored this area. Why do these crimes happen even though we should be content? We should be content. We should be happy.
Is there any society that doesn't have crime?
Iceland didn't have it. And in 1994, they had one murder for the last 100 years. But now they have crime. Much, I think, because of the financial crisis that really overthrew Iceland as a country.
Well, thank you. My guest is Anna Holt, author of 1222, published by Scribner. This is Diana Cordier, Book Talk.